Rice University, through a $6.6 million grant, has launched the Texas Policy Lab. Antonio Merlo is the dean of Rice's School of Social Sciences, where the Policy Lab will be based. He explains that state agencies can bring their policy initiatives for researchers to study.
Policy making is a complex project that has very different pieces. So what the lab is going to do is they're going to come to the lab and ask us, can you help us evaluate what is the impact of the different initiatives that we have going on?
Jason Clark with the Texas Department of Criminal Justice says they plan to have the Texas Policy Lab examine their initiatives that aim to further reduce criminal recidivism rates in Texas.
We know that as offenders leave the system, getting them employed, getting them housing, getting them identification documents is incredibly important in making sure that they don't return back to prison. And so that's going to be some of the first areas that we look at to see if there's any gaps there, what we're doing right, or what we can do better.
Al Cantu, chair of the Texas Veterans Commission, says they'd like to have the lab examine the effectiveness of veterans programs that involve state-funded nonprofits the agency partners with.
Because our grants are given to those organizations that are 501c3, 501c4. However, we're not exactly sure what the outcome is. I mean, did it change the quality of life for that veteran or that family? You know, did it improve what they needed assistance with?
Officials with the Texas Policy Lab say rather than universities studying a particular issue and taking their research and data to state agencies, the new model will focus on real-world issues the agencies have already prioritized. In Austin, I'm Ryan Poppy.